You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Expedito De Leon 50 drives his UPS delivery route in Orange County, California. Meanwhile, his co-worker and childhood friend, Rian Fontanoza, is trying to track De Leon down. Fontanoza stops another driver to ask about De Leon's schedule, then looks it up at a substation. While De Leon's buckling up after a drop-off in his truck, Fontanoza finds him and fires at De Leon 14 times, killing him.
Nancy, it's unclear what spurred the shooting between the longtime friends. Fontanoza was on disability leave at the time of the shooting, set to return to work next month. Fontanoza fled the scene of the shooting, but was located in his car later that afternoon. He refused to get out, and cops were forced to use tear gas and canines to remove Fontanoza from the vehicle.
Rian Fontanoza, 46, now charged with murder. Michigan police are called when contractors working on the roof of a Family Fair grocery store discover somebody's living up in the store's sign. Workers notice an extension cord leading into the attic-like space behind the sign on top of the building, and they find bedding, a coffee maker, a computer, and a phone. When police arrive, a woman's inside the makeshift living space. The 34-year-old woman says she has actually lived in the sign for a year and asked for time to call her employer and get a truck to move her belongings. Well, cops deny that request, informing her store employees will return her belongings. Other than being evicted from the sign, the woman faces no charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in the Midwest as a man stands accused of killing three people and seriously injuring a fourth by hitting them with a metal pipe, an attack that occurred in a rural Iowa home. With more on what authorities are saying at this hour, Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
While a motive for the attack is still being investigated, Sheriff Brian Gardner stated in a press release that one potential reason could have been the hope for the crime to become the subject of a film. Gardner did not go into further detail. Linn County Attorney Nick Maybanks has now announced that 34-year-old Marion, Iowa resident Luke Truesdell had been charged with three counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder. The Linn County Sheriff's Office received a call to a residence about 12 miles north of Cedar Rapids, where they discovered the victims. Those killed in the attack were identified by Gardner as 44-year-old Ramondus Lamar Cooper of Cedar Rapids, 26-year-old Kiana Victoria Ryan of Cedar Rapids, and 33-year-old Amanda Sue Parker of Vinton, Iowa.
According to the sheriff, 34-year-old Brent Anthony Brown remains in critical condition at a local hospital. A defendant's attorney says his client's trial for the murder of a University of Mississippi student should be transferred to an area of the state where widespread media coverage won't make it too challenging to assemble an impartial jury. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Attorney Kevin Horan submitted court documents asking that Sheldon Timothy Harrington Jr.'s capital murder trial be transferred from Mississippi's Lafayette County, where the university is located, and from where Jimmy J. Lee vanished on July 8, 2022. The 20-year-old Lee was last seen in an Oxford, Mississippi apartment building. His body has not yet been located. His disappearance in the area's LGBT community, where he was well known, was a source of anxiety for the residents. Investigators say that cell phone records reveal calls between Harrington and Lee on the morning of Lee's disappearance. Police allege that Harrington also researched international flights and, quote, how long it takes to strangle someone shortly after Lee stated he was on his way to the apartment where Harrington lived. Authorities say Harrington was observed on surveillance footage picking up a shovel and wheelbarrow at his parents' house after they saw him racing from the location where Lee's vehicle was later discovered. In his request for a new location for the October 15th trial, Horan cited news reports and social media posts that contain, quote, negative and false information about Harrington and positive information in support of Jay Lee. Our friends with the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal report that Horan pointed out to the court that the Lafayette County Circuit Clerk's office had received a large number of letters in support of Lee.
Horan also stated that Lee's supporters have come to the conclusion that Harrington is guilty and that, quote, justice must be served.
Thanks, John. Harley Morris, 27, works as a chef at the popular Tyler, Texas Steakhouse. After the restaurant closes, Harley spends a night out with his friends. The group gets drinks at Sports Zone Bar. Then they go to 50 Grand Club to dance. Around 30 a.m., Harley leaves the club alone, seen on surveillance footage, walking into a parking lot. He never makes it home. He is reported missing later that day. Drone searches of the area turn up nothing. Police ask residents and businesses near the club to check any of their cameras. Harley last seen wearing a gray and black hoodie, black pants, black clogs, with a black baseball cap. He's 6'2", 162 pounds, shoulder-length dark blonde hair, brown eyes. He's got a lightning bolt-shaped scar on one of his wrists. If you have info on Harley Morris, now missing 4 months, please call Tyler, Texas PD, 903-531-1000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.